AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Rescuers in a remote area of the Atlantic Ocean are racing against time as they try to find a missing submersible carrying the people on a mission to document the wreckage of the Titanic. Retired UK Navy Rear Admiral Chris Perry says the section of the seabed near the Titanic is hard to navigate.
It's a very difficult operation. The actual nature of the seabed is very undulating. Titanic herself lies in a trench. There's lots of debris around, so trying to differentiate with sonar in particular and trying to target the area you want to search in with another submersible is going to be very difficult indeed.
The submersible had a 96-hour oxygen supply when it put to sea at roughly 6 a.m. Sunday. An effort to disbar a conservative attorney who devised ways to keep former President Trump in the White House after his 2020 defeat is beginning in Los Angeles.
Attorney John Eastman is expected to spend the day testifying before the State Bar of California. He faces 11 disciplinary charges stemming from accusations he assisted Donald Trump with a strategy not supported by facts to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 election won by Joe Biden. Eastman's attorney says his client disputes every aspect of the allegations. This comes as special counsel Jack Smith continues his investigation into efforts by Trump and his allies to overturn the results of the 2020 election, which is separate from his classified documents case against Trump. I'm Julie Walker.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Brett is chugging toward the eastern Caribbean. It could become a hurricane in the coming days. Forecasters expect Brett to be near hurricane strength when it hits some eastern Caribbean islands on Thursday and Friday. This is AP News. China's Alibaba Group has announced a major management reshuffle as the e-commerce giant restructures into six different business divisions to adapt to fast-changing technologies. AP correspondent Charles D. Ledesma reports.
The company says Eddie Wu, chairman of its e-commerce group, will succeed Daniel Zhang as CEO. Zhang will become CEO and chairman of Alibaba's cloud computing unit, now approved to be spun off and expected to be listed for trading within a year. The change takes effect on September 10. Zhang became Alibaba Group's CEO in 2015 and succeeded Ma as chairman in 2019. He is known for creating the Singles Day Shopping Festival, which over the years has grown to become the world's largest online shopping extravaganza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And French investigators have searched the headquarters of Paris Olympic organizers in a probe into suspected corruption. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.